Welcome, bros and wingmen, to D&D in Big D, where we put the D in D&D. We're a group of seasoned folks who play through published adventures and review them in a postmortem. Stay tuned as we'll also be inviting special guest PCs from other podcasts, content creators, and many other nerd celebrities out there. Hey there, bro. This is Dungeon Meister Paul, also known as Stunt Monkey Z, on Twitter. In this one-shot adventure, we'll be playing through Matt Damon's Deal by Jess Wade. This is a level 5 adventure and is available at DM's Guild. And our very own Kitty created a popular character named Daksh and used a paladin subclass called Broth of the Brotherhood, written by Ryan Bennett. And for this one-shot, I made the rest of the cast create their own Oath of the Bro paladins and had some fun playing with the bro code in this episode. The Broth of the Brotherhood is also available at DM's Guild. Now, fill up your bro cup and get ready to high-five as we listen to Matt Damon's Deal by Jen Wade. All right, Beanches, I'm on.
Yay.
Okay, so I know Jack and Coke is a thing. I'm out of my scotch.
I pity the fool.
Now, I've heard of Jack and Coke, but does Bushmills and Coke mix?
Yeah, I mean, it's a whiskey.
But
yeah.
It's an Irish whiskey. I don't know if that's like sacrilege or not.
Well, I mean, technically, it's, of course, it's sacrilegious, but the fact is you're stuck with what you got, sir.
Yeah.
Probably better with Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
That sounded pretty morose.
I mean, I
can cut it, but I don't want to cut it. That's the thing.
Well, to be fair, I mean, I haven't had Bushmills in quite some time, so I can't remember truly its unique profile. But I've had a Sexton, which someone turned me on to, which is an amazing Irish whiskey.
But it's not like generic American, you know, Jack Daniels. You know what I mean?
No, this is true. I understand that.
So that's why I'm in that moral dilemma of like, should I cut it? Should I not cut it?
For Bushmills, I'd forgive you for now, but never do that with Jameson.
Okay. In that case, I'll take that as a no. I will not cut it.
So are there any other special features of the Bro Paladin that you should be aware of?
Wrong pipe. Thank you, Bushmills.
It's his first.
Sometimes time. You just gotta learn how to swallow right. So I sent the Oath of the Brotherhood thing to the group chat. Hopefully everyone's received it. Yes?
Nope.
No.
It's in the chat.
Is it?
It is.
Yes,
in the chat.
It is.
Don't lie. It says you saw it, dude. You seen it. Can't lie. It's been seen by everyone. I see that you synced it.
The synced has been invoked.
Oh, damn. Always stand by your bro, respect your bro, call out a bro, support your bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Oh, my word. This is
gold. We're really doing this.
We're doing this, bro.
I'm just saying, based off of real life experience with bros, they tip really well. So if we're in a tavern, we have to make sure to save enough gold to tip well.
Did you guys read the level 20 True Wingman?
True Wingman.
Oh, dude, that's another one, okay?
Wow.
After you attack a target on your turn, allies within 30 feet of you may immediately use their reaction to attack a target within range.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
So what we're going to be playing is one-shot adventure. This is primarily for...
I said I'm not drunk enough for this.
Okay, so everyone is hanging out at the Weighted Whale.
That's a good name.
Mm-hmm. And everyone is waking up from the kegger from the night before. And you look around. Bar is unnervingly empty. As you look around, you notice there's only one person in the entire establishment. Behind the bar, whistling a cool tune, stands a devilish-looking man.
Hey, friends. Remember me?
Matt, the deal devil, eyes each of you.
It's about time, acolyte. Need I remind you, voided deals end in immediate soul rupture. Anyways, all you gotta do is kill a few demons, take a few names, little light kidnapping, you know, the huge, nothing too bad, on the same time, too.
Does anybody else remember this deal that we made?
No. What?
Sorry, I don't.
Man, what the hell you think?
You've got the wrong people.
I am very well aware that I don't. I have the right people.
Nope, you have the wrong people.
Okay, I am a deal devil. I am Matt Damon.
Cards.
And I have dreams of advancing my career, which is why I called upon the four of you, both of the bro, to help me out from time to time to get everybody up to level 4.
Oh, well, then I think you got the right people.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
You know what? I could dig it.
I think this could work out in my favor.
Okay, so now everybody has to upgrade your character sheets to level 4 now.
Bro.
All right, so lounge music while we wait. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do. Okay, so as the everyone is right now updating your character sheets, I will quickly advance the story a little bit more about what Matt Damon knows.
We're guards.
And it's spelled D-A-E-M-O-N.
Guards.
Damons. Okay, his department usually specializes in 13-year deals, but his older partner has been collecting at 474 days. That's 1.3 years. By conveniently placing a microscopic decimal point on the contract before people sign.
Fucking Matt Damon.
And he's a deal devil that doesn't want this discrepancy to tarnish his reputation. And he has dreams of advancing his career. He doesn't want to be a flashy deal demon forever. He'd like to move into management one day and, Satan willing, start a family of his own. His old partner, Louis Seafar, is holed up in a podunk village called the Knoll, 20 miles west of town you're currently in. It doesn't even show up on a map. Matt heard about what Louis was up to and sent two lesser adventurers to the Knoll 5 days ago, but he's never heard from them again. And basically, he wants all of you to take care of Lou, grab Yenika, the latest victim, who is on day 472, and report back. And everyone seems to be on par with this. Everyone's good.
Yeah, right. Let's do this.
Okay, so Matt goes over to the exit. And he goes, all right, sorry, guys, I am out of time, and quickly leaves. The tavern returns to its normal bustle. The barkeep and other patrons know how to get to the Knoll, and they hang a sign that says Battle of the Bards.
Or so, paladins.
Yep.
All right. Well, is everybody ready to go?
Not quite yet.
All right. What do you need?
I'm still updating my character sheet. I'm also trying not to be a loud button clicker, so.
click away.
Okay, so let's go around the room. Lance, you first. Introduce your character.
I'm Lance, and I'm a paladin of the Bro Code. I'm just a human, and appears a bit scrawny, to be fair, but some unhindered strength lies within.
And what made you become a paladin of the Bro Code?
Well, you know, I do like bros, and the armor just looks very dashing on me. And I'm very handy with a weapon, too. But I think the laying on hands is probably my favorite.
Oh, my God. Okay. Four hours later.
Did I mention I had tequila?
You're sleeping on the other side of the tent, dude.
That's what you think.
Why are you holding my hand? Where's your other hand? Pillows.
Those are pillows.
You're killing me, bro.
Here for you, bro.
Okay. And let's see. We have Lance. Who else is up?
Okay, yo man. Him, paladin of the Bro Code, bro.
And yo man, why did you join the... Fuck.
I can't follow that up.
You really can't, dude.
I can't follow that up.
Why did you join the Bro Code?
Not to hold hands.
Oh my goodness. All right. Alrighty. Okay, so Jake, you're up.
Give me a minute.
Doc, you're the leader.
Okay. Alright. I believe I got a calling. I'm going to become a true wingman, the highest honor of the Brotherhood. And my mama, she trained me to be open and caring and how to heal. That's Lady Charlay. You know, she know how to lay. That's why my daddy, Lord Arison, found her and married her. And then he taught me how to grow herbs and stuff.
All right. Very cool. Jake?
All right. My name is Voskira. I am a dragonborn paladin of Blood Oaks. The whole reason why I joined is because I know that there's some fools out there that are trying to hurt on my people. And I'm here to protect my people. And if sometimes that means getting in fights for my people. And that's what I'm going to do. And that's why I'm here. And I'm going to do it.
I've never had me a dragonborn before. This could be fun.
And on that note, we're going to move this along. So you find out that the knoll is one full day of travel westward. Yeah, you have to keep to the westward road for 10 miles and follow a deer path another 10 miles, starting at the lightning split red tree. And y'all are heading down the road, and you run into a happy-go-lucky traveling merchant named Bonvie, B-O-N-V-I-E. How should I pronounce it?
Probably Bonvie.
Okay, you know what? This is the bro code, so it's Bronvie now.
Bronvie.
He sells quite a bit of different foods, crafts, trinkets, and traveling towards the town that y'all just left. His husband, Chuck, makes the finest pies in 100 miles, and his daughters, Yalma and Amber, help make the crafts and trinkets. Y'all are going past, and all of a sudden, you see this half-elf male with bright blonde hair, kept in a messy bun and striking green eyes, just wearing commoner clothes. Sees the four of you walking by. Wow, look at the four of you.
I know, there's four of us. It's so cool.
Yeah. Oh, come on over. How y'all doing?
We're bros. We're good.
Bro, excellent.
We're doing good.
All right. So are any of y'all hungry?
I'm always hungry.
Well, that's great to know. You what?
I could eat.
Well, that's great to hear because I have apple pies and I even have an apple pie deluxe.
I don't know about all that because I'm a little hungover right now and I get the dry heaves. So you guys go right on ahead. I'll just take point.
You haven't helped yourself with the special bro supplement?
We have that?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Doc hands him a little baggie of herbs.
That should help with the indigestion.
Oh, shit. Puff, puff, give.
Yeah, just roll that up and smoke it. I got paper there for you, too. Just light it up.
I got something better than that.
No thanks, Lance. I think I'm good.
Lance, I appreciate that you're always there to offer an alternative.
I'm here to help.
That's keeping with the bro code.
Yes, it is.
Lance goes over and tries to put a hand on your shoulder. And you just kind of dodge it out of the way real quick. Like,
That's not very bro-like. I'm just trying to help.
I don't know, man. If it means roll at disadvantage, I will take the uncomfortability.
All right, so you're going to take the bro code supplement. All right, roll Constitution.
VHS.
Constitution, I got plenty of that. Except for this dry heave I got. Oh, that's a nat 20.
All right, you are no longer dry heaving.
Yeah.
So everyone is feeling better. Anyone wanting to buy an apple pie?
Well, yes, I do. Yo man would like to buy an apple pie.
I'll buy one.
Well, we got plenty for everybody. That'll be 8 silver piece.
Oh, man.
Doc hands him over easily some coins out of his little coin purse.
There you go.
All right. Apple pie for you. Apple pie for you.
Lance will take one too, please.
Apple pie for you.
That's a lot of apple pie we're going to be carrying around.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe we could have just bought 2 or maybe just 1.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to have this finished by the end of the day.
What are you doing with that pie, Lance?
I'm going to... I'm not sure what you're going to say. I'm going to have myself a nice warm apple pie.
He's got good intentions with his pie. I can divine that.
You eat a whole pie, Lance.
I can eat pie for days.
You're going to make some woman happy.
Well, I wouldn't.
She'll be happy to give you pie all day.
Because they're good bakers, that's why.
Yeah.
Hitman's love pie.
Just like mom used to make.
Or dad.
What the fuck are we doing, guys?
Okay. Thank you for the pie.
You get 1d4 health if you eat it.
Doc Shin takes a big whiff, and then he just pretty much unhinges his jaw and takes a giant bite.
All right,
like a third 1D4. Of the pie is gone. 1d4? 4.
All right, that's how much hit points you got extra.
Yeah.
Is this like a permanent upgrade?
Sure, what the hell.
Yeah, I'm going to eat my whole pie.
All right, roll 1d4.
Okay, I got one of those.
Lance is also going to enjoy his pie.
I got a 3.
Lance also got a 3.
Okay, so that's 3 extra hit points for each of you.
Nice.
All right, so...
Thanks for the pie, dude.
Absolutely. We're here anytime.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Family says bye-bye. We're all waving.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, so y'all are walking along, and everyone sees a field of clovers.
Hmm.
There's a field of clovers right over there.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Was that on our list of markers? I know they talked about a lightning-struck tree.
Yeah, I don't remember any clovers. Is there a lightning-struck tree in the middle of these clovers?
There is not.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm reading. Yep, nope, that's just part of the deal. That's about it. There's no inn there, so you'll need to make camp. All right, everyone.
I'm happy to pitch a tent, baby.
Oh, damn it. Everyone do a quick perception check.
Dice, I have dice. Your man got a 12.
Lance got an 18.
13.
And Dutch?
3.
Oh, bro. Oh. You need some help on that?
Oh, what's going on?
I think you had a little too much of that bro code.
The BHS, the bro herbal supplement.
Tell us what you seen, Lance.
So, Dungeon Master, tell me what I see.
Okay, Lance, you find a 4-leaf clover.
Ooh.
And you can use this, and you can use this as an inspiration point for whenever you want.
That's very fortunate.
You go to the knoll, and you're supposed to camp out the night before. Yeah, you get there that night, so you go ahead and camp out the night before. So the next morning, upon you break camp, you're walking in. Upon walking into the knoll, you notice how eerily quiet it is. There are no birds chirping like before. There is, in sight, you can see an animal pen. Next to that, a barn, a farmer's plot of land, and 6 identical unkempt houses. A gust of wind rushes you, bringing with it the smell of death. Welcome to the knoll.
Oh, that smell is just a buzzkill.
Oh, totally. Doc pulls his scarf up over his face like a mask.
How do people live here?
I'm not sure people still live in here.
Most certainly not.
You guys want to start walking down in there? See what's going on?
Well, unless we have X-ray vision and can see from here, I think we're going to have to.
I'm glad you don't have X-ray vision.
So you have the animal pen, the barn, the farmer's plot of land, and the 6 different houses. So those are what you have to explore here.
Can we see anything moving or alive in the pen or moving around the houses?
From where you're standing, you can't tell. What do you want to go see first?
Your man thinks that we should go down and knock on some doors to make sure that all the people here are okay.
What?
That doesn't sound like a bad idea.
Oh, thanks, man.
Do we know who exactly we're looking for?
Yeah, you're looking for Louis Seafar. And also mentions that you need to grab Yannicka, the latest victim, and report back to Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Damon.
Gotta say it as slow as he does.
So Matt, let's go find Louis.
Okay, so y'all are heading to the 7 homes. They're all in a single file line. The back of the houses are covered by a thick forest. And just to kind of cut back on time a little bit, each home has a living quarter, small den, kitchen, and reek of death.
Your man knocks on the first door. That's what happens.
Okay, you knock on the first door. This door slowly creaks open, and you see 2 female halflings lie mangled in bed.
Are the one of you, Louis? I don't know. Maybe they're undead. I don't know.
Let me see. You can do a nature check.
Oh, yeah, let's do a nature check. Got one of them. Let's see. 14.
With 14.
Oh, plus one. 15, sorry. Yeah, 15.
Okay, so with a 15, Yeoman, you can tell that they died 2 days ago.
Oh, these dead bodies have been here for 2 days. That's not right. That's why it smells so bad around here.
That's just this house.
Oh, let's go check the next house then.
Let's close the door behind us.
That's a good thought. I close the door.
All right, D-Bro, can you roll me a an investigation check, please?
All right. Oh, that's not good. That's a 4.
Okay, so you take a look at the two female halflings. You can tell, yep, they're dead. But you can't really figure out exactly anything else past that. All right, so moving on to house 2.
Yo man knocks on the door. Hello?
The door slowly swings open, and you see 3 halfling children lying dead in their beds.
God, this is a total buzzkill here. I try to investigate to see why they're dead.
Totally.
Lance is going to help him with that.
Well, Lance, why don't you do the investigation? I'll assist you.
Yeah, I'll do the investigation.
Okay.
All right, I got a 17.
With a 17, you cannot determine nothing beyond the mutilated bodies. However, you do notice a door open for the next room.
Wait, you said they were dead. You just said mutilated. Are they mutilated or, like, what do I see?
Well, someone else needs to do the nature check.
Yomba.
Doc, can I attempt?
Go for it. Nature check, bro.
Got a 14.
With a nature check, you can determine that they are 6 days dead.
Ugh.
You can tell that they've been mutilated.
This doesn't make any sense.
Hold on. Before we go farther, Lance is going to take and just...
Wait a minute. Wait. What was it real quick? You said it was a 16?
For who?
Dax.
14.
14? Are you sure? I thought I heard 16.
So did I.
I mean, I heard efficient.
15. I heard 40.
You heard 40?
Oh, my bad. I thought it said 10. It was a 20, so a 24.
Okay. With your nature check, you can quickly determine that the children died of stab wounds to the heart and had small teeth bite marks near the stab wound. And with a nature check of, what was it, 20? You can also determine that the children's souls were taken from their bodies, then hastily stabbed.
Oh, man.
Lance is going to take and cover them up with the blanket there and say a prayer over each child.
Did their hair turn red before they died?
Negative.
Their souls must still...
Divine sense.
What about divine sense?
As an action, you can detect good and evil. I want to see if this was done by a special, like a celestial or a fiend or an undead.
Okay. So with that, you can actually detect a soul eater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And because you casted that, you detect that in the other room, something that has to do with the hellhound.
Mm.
Good call.
Definitely didn't look like something natural happened here.
So there's dogs, huh? I like dogs.
Dodge, cool. What do you know?
Let's see, real quick. Lance, roll me a... Let's just go with a history check. We'll make it nice and easy.
That would be 16.
Okay, with a 16, you know that a hellhound is a lawful evil fiend. It has... It understands infernal but can't speak it. It has a keen hearing and smell. And with that, you also know that it also has a fire breath. That's what you know about a hellhound.
Well, that's a good thing.
All right. You guys want to go check in the next room or you want to go to the next house?
Let's check the other room here.
All right. Your man goes to open the door or knocks on the door first in case. Trying to be polite.
All right. You knock on the door. The door slowly swings open and you see 2 adult halflings mangled in this room.
Does it look very similar to the 3 children that we just investigated?
Roll an investigation.
Oh, man. That's 12 total.
Lance is going to help him with that one.
All right, roll with advantage.
Well, that definitely helped. I rolled a dirty 20.
Okay, yes, with that dirty 20, you can determine that they were killed by a hellhound attack. Very different from what the precise kill of the kids in the other room looked like.
Oh, man, I think the way it looks is that they were here for the kids and not for the adults. It didn't look like they cared about the adults or how they turned out, but the kids. I think they were here for the souls of the kids, man.
Do we have any better description of Yenica, who we're looking for?
Is it Yenica with a Y or a J?
Yes, it is a Y-E-N-N-I-C-A.
That makes a big difference.
Did Matt Damon give us any indication as to what Yannicka looked like?
Not according to my notes here. You got a name.
Roger that. So let's find a blanket or something to cover up the parents and say a quick prayer before moving on again.
Bro, that was good.
I just can't leave him like that, bro. It's not right.
All right, well, let's move to the next house.
Okay. After a quick prayer, and does everyone pour one out for the homies, or what do you do?
Word.
You know.
Okay, and I will say this. Doksh has a tankard. Do you still got that tankard?
Yes.
The magical beer stein? Yeah.
He finds it somewhere in the folds of his robe that's over his chainmail.
So, yeah.
Pulls it out.
Okay.
By magic.
Okay. And so...
About half full.
Half full. All right. You go to tap it on the table, and it fills up all the way to the top.
Oh.
And in what order is everyone going to be drinking it?
Alphabetical. It's only right.
Daksh holds it out for whoever to grab it.
That's you. Okay.
Daksh takes a swig, hands it out to the middle of the circle of people.
D-Man.
D-Bro. D-Man.
D-Bro.
D-Bro's next.
Okay. Next is Lance.
You got this, bro.
Lance takes a good swig.
Alrighty. And lastly, Yo Man kills it.
Yo Man takes it.
Alright. Now, well, Daksh, you know, you have it, you put it away, whatever. And immediately afterwards, everybody else, you look on your belt, you know, just tucked away behind you. Everyone feels something there. You go to reach for it on your left side, and you pull out your own bro stein. Mm-hmm. I like that. Bro stein.
Bro stein.
Bro stein.
And these suckers are huge. They are 128 ounce steins, and now you have a plus one shield.
Oh yeah.
Nice. Okay.
And that's the reward for doing a prayer for the family there.
Very rad.
That was nice, bro.
No, that was all you. You did that. That was good.
No, that was all of us, bro. That was a good thing.
That was all of us. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Team effort.
For once, in the first time of the entire podcast.
Da, 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 da. So, moving on to the next house. Anyone else knocking on the front door, or is this going to keep Yo Man going?
I think we got rolling. A good thing going. Let's keep Yo Man knocking on the door.
Yeah, okay. He's good at that.
Yo Man knocks on the door, and the door slowly swings open, and the den area is empty, and there's a door open in the back that leads to the living quarters. That's empty. And then you look over into the kitchen, and you see one male halfling lies mangled on the floor near a mess of rotting food. Who wants to do the nature check for this one?
Doksh could.
Lance will help with that one.
It's gonna be an 11.
Is that with advantage? Roll again.
Oh, now it's 21.
All right, nature check. You can tell that the corpse has been dead for 4 days. Investigation, D-Bro?
Yeah, because I can't. I have negative one on that.
Got your back, and I got your back with an 18.
With a 19?
Yes.
Yeah, you can tell it was a hellhound attack.
Another one of these. It must be going around.
This one was 4 days ago. The other house for the two parents and the three kids was 6 days ago. And then the one with just the couple of halflings in it was 2 days ago. So it seems like this has happened over the course of a few days.
Yeah, I know. I'm starting to feel a pattern here.
That's what I'm thinking, brah.
Why would the other halflings leave their neighbors dead in their house?
I don't think they knew about it, brah. You said there was only one halfling here?
Yes. He was cooking dinner. They got him when he was making food. That's...
But same thing before we leave here. Take and find a quick blanket or something to cover up the body. And again, a quick prayer.
All right. Done and
pour
done.
One for the homies.
Okay. And next house. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Your man knocks on the door. Hello?
The door slowly swings open, and it's empty. No sign of death, no sign of life.
Man, no sign of life, like nobody lived here? It was just an empty house?
Well, there's no life. I mean, it's a house. It has, you know, all things that go in a house, but nobody there.
No, like, personal effects?
Just no one home.
Or do an investigation for somebody that lived it. See if we can figure out who it was.
Okay, go for it.
Mm-hmm. We got 16. Not too bad today.
Yeah, with a 16, you can determine that it belonged to a halfling of some kind. And that's about it.
Big news. Big news. Halfling lived here. You guys want to go to the next house?
Yeah, let's go.
All right,
sounds like a plan, bro.
Yo man leads the way.
Okay, I'll just read off what you find. You find three halflings lying dead in the den of this place. They've been dead for 3 days. Do a nature check to reveal that two died of stab wounds to the heart and had small teeth bite marks near the stab wound. The third was attacked by a hellhound. And you can also tell that the two that were stabbed, their souls were taken from their bodies before being stabbed. In the kitchen, you also see two halflings lie dead in the kitchen floor. They reveal one day dead. They died of stab wounds to the heart and a small teeth bite marks near the stab wound. Reveal that their souls were taken from their body, then hastily stabbed. So moving on to the next house, house number 6. As you near the 6th house, you see the front door ajar. You hear a wisp of a voice. These halflings have no flavor. I like the taste of free roam. Another voice.
You can only eat one of the adventurers. We need help finding a way into the chapel.
You hear a weak struggle, then a blood-curdling scream rips through the air, and a flash of light escapes through the door.
Ah, this is fine. I feel fine.
A new voice stammers. You hear a hound start chewing on something fleshy.
Sounds like a party in there, bro.
Yeah, your man bursts through the door with his maul and his tankard shield at the ready, like, bro, stop eating halflings.
You see a soul eater. You see a demon. And let me see, once inside, you can see that this used to be a godly home. A mantle so clearly used for worship is now used to store two small jars with a bright silvery substance. Chained in the corner is a weak-looking adventurer. I'm going to tell you his name. His name is Philip. In the middle of the room, we see another body ripped to smithereens by one fairly large hellhound. Standing over the body is a strange creature, licking its lips and staring hauntingly at the body. The devil is bustling about the home. There are no signs of a struggle, but you can see the religious artifacts have been destroyed. So the soul eater is the one standing above the corpse. Yeah, this is pretty gruesome. It looks almost human, as if it looked at a human but could never quite duplicate their looks. Its eyes are the strangest part, not quite the same size or placement. The devil is Louis Seafarer, and Louis's like, oh, hello. How's everybody doing?
Oh, we were better before we knew that you were eating people.
Whoa, slow down.
No, you can't do that. This is not cool.
Whoa. Per the contract, I did everything by the numbers, everything by the book.
What contract?
Well, all of the contracts for each of their souls. You know, it's further stated in the contract that I needed time to collect them, and I got my time to collect them. They all gave me their word. They all signed each contract. Per the contract, I had to get their souls. This is strictly, you know, a business deal here, guys. I don't know. Hey, aren't you Matt's guys? Isn't that right? Matt Demons?
Yeah. You know him too, yeah.
Matt's
our bro.
So where's Yannicka?
Oh, that's a good question, Lance.
Yeah, that's the one.
that right there is a very good question. And I'm trying to dig for the answer. Hold on.
I said this is a perfect opportunity for a beer break.
Oh, yeah, good call. Yeah. I'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. This is your Dungeon Meister, Paul, also known as Tone Mickey Z on Twitter, with the beer break. As always, you know I got to replenish my frosty brew before I get back to the story. In the meantime, I want to talk about our sponsors and partners. First off, Common Ground Games is the number one D&D place of downtown Dallas. They've got tables running D&D games almost every night of the week. If you live near the downtown Big D area and want to sign up to play, check out their main Facebook page. For more information, at Common Ground Game Store and their website, BoardGamesDallas.com. Common Ground Games, because we all have the same common ground of playing games. Dungeon Painter Studio is a powerful map design tool for all levels of map makers. It comes with a lot of features that help you create your very own world maps, as well as dungeons, towns, and many other map needs that you'll have. Remember that you can even try the online version for free before you buy their highly affordable full version. Dungeon Painter Studio is available for purchase on Steam. Brickhouse Games. It's the number one premier D&D place of East Dallas. At Brickhouse Games, they challenge veteran PCs and guide new PCs. They specialize in trading card games, RPGs, and wargaming with custom tables and lots of space. Brickhouse Games hosts weekly D&D meetups. You can sign up to play on Facebook at Brickhouse Games or on their website, brickhousegaming.com. And we also have a new partner today, Okidoki Dice. Their passion is to create a huge variety of very special gaming dice sets for every player and every game. With their special effects and mind-blowing designs, every set of Okidoki Dice has its own character. Okie Dokie Dice has the right dice set for you. From solid colored sets to metal sets to crazy glow-in-the-dark sets, Okie Dokie Dice will cover all your needs. They are fun, they are crazy, and they love dice. Okie Dokie Dice. Now, if you've been following us on Twitter, then you know that we have a special D&D giveaway that we've been prepping for, and this is the episode we're going to reveal the big winner. So we hit 1,000 followers halfway through February, and as I promised, I'll DM a one-shot for you and plus three of your friends from my computer to anywhere in the world. All you had to do was retweet and follow that tweet. And based on that post, we have a winner, and that winner is Dances with Kobolds. We'll be following up with you on Twitter after this episode. You know what? I'm feeling a little bit good tonight. There's lots of D&D love going around to all of my D&D siblings. I'm going to pick another winner. How about DM Southie? And lastly, the third winner, because I'm feeling so hot right now, is going to go out to Hungry Scribbler. Congratulations to the three of you. I can't wait to coordinate with y'all and be sure to get your troops together. I will be getting in contact with y'all to do a one-shot playthrough. All right, I think that's almost about it. Please don't forget to subscribe to our show wherever you get your podcast ear candy. Follow us on Twitter, leave us a review, and tell your friends about us to help us spread the word about D&D and Big D. And that's all I got. Now let's get back to the episode. There's a lot of fun stuff that's going to be unveiled here coming up next. Thanks a lot. You're talking to Louis. You're all kind of exchanging words. Oh, yeah, yeah, Matt. And all of a sudden, Matt pops up. And he says,
Guys, thank you. Listen, you're doing great. You're doing me a favor. Fantastic. You located Louie.
So y'all didn't actually engage in combat. So instead, you hear Matt say,
forget about the chapel and Yennica. I've never made a deal with the priest anyway. Let's get back to town. They're having a battle in the bars at the tavern. There's bound to be lots of folks willing to make a deal.
At this point, he's trying to keep y'all on the hook. So then they disappear.
We were supposed to fight them and then get our asses whooped. And then Matt says, because he's the one who owns our souls, that the soul eater doesn't take them, and they right. go to the Battle of the Bands.
So, okay.
The fools, that motherfucker.
We're still on the hook.
You're still on the hook, right.
For what?
For being owned by Matt, per his contract.
Because okay. we never found Yennica to bring her back to Matt.
Correct.
I feel like we just got swindled.
As per the contract, you're supposed to find Louie and Yennica, and you just found Louie.
So we got to keep searching for Yennica.
Correct.
All right, let's try to figure that out.
So then they vanish, and you see the weak-looking chained adventurer.
Bro, you need some help?
Lance is going to lay on hands.
Do you think, bruh?
Don't take advantage of the guy.
I didn't say take advantage. I said lay on hands. That's a good cure like wounds type spell.
All right, so
revive him.
Bring him to life.
So you lay on hands on the priest and the chains melt away. Just real quick, this is Philip. He hasn't had anything to eat or drink in a few days. Knows that all of y'all don't have soul. Or let me see, y'all still have your souls. Like, well, no, you don't have your souls because Master Soul has them all because he keeps y'all on the hook. He can't really help y'all in his weakened state.
I have a piece of pie left.
All right, give him some pie if you want.
Peel it off your armor.
No, there was one slice of pie left that I was saving for later. So I give it to Philip. Here, Philip, you can have a piece of my pie.
Purified right, so, food.
So Philip is eating Lance's pie.
Oh, Lance, you're so generous.
Well, thank you, brah.
And so then Philip was sent with his best friend, Phil, the dead adventurer in the middle of the floor, to investigate for Matt. Wow, so it's Philip and Phil. As to investigate for Matt, he would have owned them a non-soul related favor. As soon as they entered the knoll, they were ambushed by the hellhounds. Lou found it funny to chain them up, promising their souls would soon be taken regardless. There's a chapel behind the houses, surrounded by the woods. The priest there may be able to help the party. When he felt Lou's evil presence, he put the church on lockdown. Sensing the group is evil, I wouldn't say y'all are evil per se. Well, you know what? Yeah, y'all are, because Matt took your souls. And the Oath of the Bro Code in this realm here, it's really an Oath of the Bro Code for the four of you. Outside of the four of you, you could be evil, you could be good, neutral, any alignment. But between the four of you, it'll always be lawful good.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, okay. Obviously, yeah, we're all bros.
Right.
Yeah.
So then with that, everyone would see you as evil right now. And he senses you that you're evil. He'll offer all of you an IOU to be redeemed at the Neverwinter Bank for 250 gold if you help him out. And yeah, so going to the chapel and going to get answers. Head over to the chapel. There's a sign on the door that says, "Be gone, devil. Beware, soulless. Ye reap what ye sow." The chapel is quite small and made entirely of timber wood. Windows have been boarded up, and the only entrance you can see is the front. See, there's a priest there who will not offer his name, nor will he allow any of you to enter the chapel. He only opens the door slightly and threatens often to close the door.
Priest, yeah. We need your help for Philip. He needs your help, and we can't help him. We understand you won't let us in, but you need to help your fellow cleric.
And we're looking for Yennefer. You know who Yennefer is?
Yennica.
Yeah, that, her too.
No. Go away.
But your fellow priest needs help.
Yeah, well, go away.
So if we go away, will you help your fellow cleric?
We all took an oath. Go away.
I got money.
How much?
He's Catholic.
What was that?
10 gold.
Let's see it.
Clink, clink, motherfucker.
Go away. All right, so we'll do this real quick. I'll put on the rails here. You know, the priest does mention that Louis was sneaking around the Harvest Festival last year, making dreams come true in the Knoll neighborhood. He was only able to banish him after the demon had made a handful of deals. The harvest and animals were less than plentiful the past 2 years, and then the deals were made and the Knoll prospered. Louis and the monsters have been collecting souls for the past week. They need to get their souls back as soon as possible. Soulless folks live unfulfilling lives and often waste away after not having their souls for a long period of time. When he taught at the School of Divinity, there was a young lad who focused his research on devilish fiends. He fell out of touch with the church and left to marry. Charles lives in a small cottage with his family just 4 miles east of the Knoll. The party should reach it before dark. So who's Charles?
Charles is the person he was like in school with.
Okay, so now it looks like you're headed to go look for Charles. On the road again, the sun is shining through the trees and a cool breeze plays with your hair. Finally, you're no longer bathing in the scent of decay as you travel down the deer path towards the cottage. You hear rustling in a nearby tree. It's a black bear. Who wants to roll intimidation?
I'll do it.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Dax will.
Let me see what I got here. Hold on.
Can we all roll?
Wrong kind of bear, Lance.
No, it's not.
Dax roll a natural 20 and it's plus 3.
And 23 hold for on, because Lance has a plus 5 intimidation with my 16 makes it a dirty 21.
So we're basically rock, paper, scissoring right now.
Oh, baby, we can rock, paper, scissor.
Oh, my goodness.
The beautiful trap has been laid.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
We about to, baby.
So the both of you start scissoring, and then...
It's actually it's a hand game.
Bear looks confused and runs
away. I'm gonna intimidate this bear.
I got this, man. I can scare it.
And that exactly is what happens. The bear hauls ass out of there.
What that the fuck are these humans?
All right.
Somebody taking away all my fun.
Yeah, I win.
Okay, so the bear freaks out, takes off, and you come up on a cottage. And you hear two children playing out back. The cottage is made of sturdy oak, with just a kitchen, a small den, and two bedrooms. Cottage is small but comfortable.
What? This may be Charles's residence. We don't want to scare him at all.
Okay, let's see. Let's see. What's your passive perception?
That would be, if it didn't update, I think it's still a 10.
So your man's got a 12, if that helps.
Okay. Yeah, the both of you recognize the children immediately.
Wait, we recognize like we know them?
Yep.
Where do I know them from? You seem familiar, kids.
You see Yalna and Amber running around playing.
Yeah, it's Yalna and Amber.
Why do I recognize these children?
Because their dad sold you some pie.
Oh.
Did we catch that dad's name?
We didn't, because he didn't give us his name.
No. It was like Brony or Brony or something like that.
Brone V.
Thank you. I'm going to go knock on the door and say, bro.
Hold on. Let me see. Go back to that. Because you also saw his husband. His husband, Chuck.
Charlie?
No, it's Chuck. It's definitely a Chuck. Look at him. He's a Chuck.
It's a nickname. Yeah,
but I'm going with that's a possibility, bro. It could be just a nickname.
And they're married.
We're going to be respectful of a married couple.
Exactly, respectful.
Absolutely, bro.
Not like last time, bro.
Last time, bro, that was a bear.
Fuck you, Lenny. That was good. That was good.
And that's my night, bro.
Oh my god, what the fuck are we doing? Real quick.
I don't know.
I love this voice. And tequila.
Yes.
My goodness.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah, no,
I'm getting all the audio, man. I love this, dude. Okay, so then y'all see Bronvy and Chuck hanging out. You know, you address Chuck, and Chuck's like, guys, all of you bros, you're fantastic. Please don't call me Charles. I haven't been called since I was a kid, and that's when I was at school. But I left my school years ago for love. And he goes over and looks over lovingly at Bronvy.
Love is a beautiful thing, Charles.
That's real sweet, man. That's real sweet.
I agree. And honestly, this was the best decision I ever made.
And good for you, bro. That's a fantastic thing. You have a beautiful family. We don't want to split that up. We just found out that you may be able to help us with some information to help figure out how to get our souls along with some other people's souls back.
Sure, I'll do my best. But I'll tell you what, why don't y'all stay the night? It's getting dark anyway here pretty soon. Hang out here. I'll offer you my room. I can actually sleep in my daughter's room. It's no biggie.
Do you need us to do anything around here? Like, how can we repay you?
Oh, no repayment at all. I mean, y'all did plenty for us. You gave us a good little bit of business. We appreciate it. You know, it was fantastic.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the pie.
Thank you kindly.
Yeah, it's good pie.
Everybody likes pie.
Everybody does love pie. And with that, he offers y'all tea, maybe some biscuits. Oh, no, never mind. He says he doesn't have any biscuits at the moment. Oh, well, anyway.
Wait, so here's hold on. It says he doesn't have any biscuits?
It says Chuck is determined, thoughtful, and extremely polite. He will offer the party tea, but he doesn't have any biscuits at the moment. So if y'all really want biscuits, I can, get the fire going and get the oven rolling and get you some biscuits.
No, I just think that's pretty exact for a one-shot. Like a guy, like, he has tea, but no biscuits, like...
Charles, you're a very generous man.
No Kool-Aid, no sugar.
Oh, it's all good, yeah.
Oh, ham, no burger.
No burger. No.
Peanut, no butter.
And your house ain't got two things that match.
Yeah, just the tea is great.
So feeling moved and, you know, quasi-guilty, he starts getting ready to make biscuits. In the process, you learn the following information. That the creature the party is dealing with is a soul eater. In order to kill a soul eater, you must cut off its tentacle with a 100 soul dagger dipped in devil blood. It will only stick out its tentacle to take a soul. It is imperative that all of you come up with a plan so you don't get yourselves killed. Soul eaters can only eat a soul a day. Oftentimes, they will store souls to eat later. You can return your soul to your body before its light has dimmed. After that, it's too late. Release a soul into the air and it will find its body. That's what Chuck tells you. You see different jellies in the kitchen. Various art is strewn across the walls by the children. There's a window that overlooks the backyard with a beautiful view of the woods. So, looks like Matt Damon does leave you a 100 soul dagger on the bar without explanation before snapping his fingers and vanishing. I guess that would have been a nice little bit of info early on. But so, everyone, y'all have a 100 soul dagger. Good job.
Sweet.
Nice.
So, on the road once more, nearly all the way to town, you reunite with Bronvi, who has no items left to sell the group. Bronvi has recently found an investor at a local inn that loves his husband's pies and is willing to pay the remaining GP that Bronvi and Chuck need to open up their shop, as long as Chuck promises to sell his amazing apple pies. So, okay, you arrive back at the town around noon. Louis can be found boozing and schmoozing locals at the tavern into selling their souls for their deepest desires, while bards play instrumental music to woo over the crowd. Louis leads the latest victim to his room to seal the deal and sign the contract for one GP. The barkeep will tell the party where Louis and his weird-looking friend is. Otherwise, the party can follow Louis and his latest victim to his room. So, dealer's choice, however you want to do it.
The cheap way.
Okay, so you follow Louis. Inside of his room, there's a bed and a bedside table. In the table, the party will find the contracts Louis has made during the Battle of the Bards. Among the pile, they will find a contract for Bronvi. If the party confronts Louis, which you are, he will want to fight. So, do you think we can do this?
I got time to fight. You got time to fight there, Lance?
Bring it on, motherfucker.
Yes. Let's go.
Alrighty.
Did we just do the Top Gun high five?
Yeah.
I think we all did.
We did. We all just did the
Top Gun. And I played the Kenny Loggins guitar solo. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so I want to say this. As part of this combat, everyone has to yell out danger zone before you take your turn.
All right, well, your man just got a 19 for initiative.
Lance got a 13.
All right.
15.
And Dutch.
13.
And, well, shit. Looks like Louis got a 7.
Sucker.
What a bitch.
All right, first up is Yo Man.
All right, Yo Man cast
No. I want to hear it.
Danger Zone! And cast Channel Divinity on his maw. Your oath allows you to channel divine energy to fuel magical effects.
All right, roll it.
All right. All right, rolled a 16. Hold on, let me get to my attack page. With my maul, that's plus 5, so that's 21. Plus 2 is 22. 3. Pay no attention to me.
What?
2d6 plus 3. Oh my god, I just rolled double sixes.
Plus 3?
Yeah, so that's 12 plus 3, that's 15. Bro, give us our souls back.
You take a pop shot at his face, and you can actually hear his jaw just unhinge, crack. All right, next up is D-Bro.
All right, so I take out my battle axe in my right hand, and I take out my longsword in my left, but I don't use those. Instead, I look at this Louie-looking motherfucker, and I tell him, "You are about to enter." And then I take a big, deep breath. And as soon as I say, danger zone, I'm casting a 30-foot line of lightning damage.
All right. What do I roll?
You have to beat a 15.
15.
Dexterity save.
Okay. Ooh, man. This cat gets a 13.
Yeah. Oh, this pleases me. All right. So that's going to be 5. My god. So he's going to get a lightning breath attack that is going to be 14 damage.
So seeing as how Louis is a medium devil, he does have condition immunities.
Oh no.
So, you got 0 hit points on that sucker, dude.
Oh, dude.
And I will read you the condition immunities.
Yeah, please.
He's immune to being swagged, weak-kneed, and groovy. And he also has this legendary action where he's called literally Big Jerk. Thinks he is just way better than you.
Not all right, that kind of bro.
Sounds like a big jerk.
Yeah.
What? Explain that.
He just did, bro.
And with that, Lance is next.
So Lance is going to take out his great axe, and I'm going to whack him for a total of 19 to hit, and I'm going to add my divine smite.
Okay, well, all that is immediately scratched because I didn't hear what I wanted to hear.
Danger zone as I strike him.
All right, roll it.
So he's going to catch. That's going to be 8 slashing damage plus 2d8 for divine smite. That's another 14 points of radiant damage. So it was... Oh man, I forgot what. So what's
that? VHS. That VHS gets your memory sometimes.
I didn't take that. I'm thinking of something else. Looking at this demon.
This mad demon. So, no, that's Louis.
That's Louis.
So 8 points of slashing damage from my great axe, plus another 14 points of radiant damage from my divine smite.
Okay, you do that, and with his dislocated jaw, you just hear him go,
I'm sorry, I can't hear you with your mouth full. Try again. So while I think you said this was a legal and binding contract, we're here to negate that, motherfucker.
Damn, Lance.
And Docs, you're up.
Docs pulls out his radiant warhammer and wants to do divine smite as well. Just, yeah.
All right, roll it. Roll your attack.
Rolled a 10. Dear Lord.
Is that with your strength modifier and everything?
I can't read my computer screen, my glasses.
So it sounds like she got an 18 to hit.
Plus 4.
So yeah, that's
what I heard.
22?
Yeah, that is 22.
That's it.
Okay, yeah.
Roll damage, honey.
Yeah,
I mean, you guys probably see my character sheet better than I can at this point.
Well, you're sharing
it. Wingman.
You're sharing
it.
In your glasses.
We're here for you, bro.
Yeah.
So, what?
It came out to be like a 27.
Okay, so did I hit?
Yeah, you hit.
All right.
Just barely.
Not fair.
Smite away, bro. Smite away.
Go for it.
So, it's a 1 die 8 plus 2 with the Warhammer, and then believe it's telling me another 1 die 8 with the Divine Smite.
No, that'd be a 2. Should be a 2d8 for Divine Smite at first level.
Okay.
So 3d8.
Got 2, but I'll make this work. Someone gonna count for me?
Yep, I gotcha.
Alright. 1 plus 8.
So 16 plus what?
How many more dice? One more, right?
Keep them going.
5 and 7.
16 plus another 11, that'd be 27.
Is that one more or two more dice?
No, that was it.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Okay.
Danger zone!
There it is.
I was going to say zero damage, but...
Oh, that's better.
I was waiting for the right moment.
So you hit him so hard, he actually whips his tail around at Yo Man. Okay, so that is a 22 to hit.
I missed.
Don't mess with me, dude.
I am messing with you. He hit.
Well, bro. With the Brostein shield, that's gotta be it.
Yeah, I do have my shield, and that's that it's all added in there.
And okay, so that is gonna be 4d6 plus 3. That is a total of 12 slashing damage with his tail thrash.
Ooch.
And as his body is flinging, he aims for Lance with a double punch.
Look out,
come
Lance.
To Papa, baby.
He's trying to punch you with his fist, Lance.
And that's
now
gonna
it's a party.
Wrong party.
Not for me, baby.
24.
Jeez. To hit or damage?
That's to hit.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, he smacks the shit out of me, baby.
That's going to be 12 points of bludgeoning damage with his double punch. So he's double fisting it.
Ooh, baby. Oh. You said 12?
Yes.
There ain't nothing but a good time.
How can I resist?
All right, and now Louis takes his turn. Louis whips out a dagger and takes a swipe at Docs.
4.
9 to hit.
What?
Does a 9 hit you?
Bro, I don't think that hits you.
I don't think so.
What's your AC?
My AC is 17.
Yeah, the 9 totally doesn't hit you. You're good.
So Louis swings really hard and tink just catches your armor. Doesn't go any further than armor. And that's Louis' turn. Top of the order now, we have Yo Man.
All right, I'm going to cast... who's standing right next to me? Either side. Who's standing next to me?
Ants is right next to you, baby.
And Yo Man takes a dashing action away.
Don't run, baby. You just get tired.
Right. It's a bonus action. I cast Sanctuary on Lance. So I do that as my bonus action. And then I smash Louis with my maul. Again, where's my 20? All right. I got it. 18.
That hits.
Excellent. All right. 2d6 plus 3. This is actually, that's a dirty 20 because I forgot my plus 2. I rolled a 7 that time total, so 7 plus what? 2, 3, 7 plus 3, 10.
10?
10 points of damage with my maul.
Okay, is that it?
Yeah. You want me to do more? I'll do more.
Alrighty, and that's it. Next up is D-Bro. Bro.
Okay, so like, I'm not gonna lie here. Full transparency, I totally forgot that paladins had spells.
You didn't load up with spells, did you?
I did not.
In full disclosure, I loaded up with mine about 5 minutes ago.
So I'm just going to go ahead and be full-blown aggressive with this. I'm going to use my battle axe and my longsword simultaneously against this Louis piece of shit.
All right, so that's attack and a bonus action attack. Go ahead.
Okay. So we are going to be looking at an 18.
That hits.
And a nat 20.
And that hits.
All right. So.
Danger zone.
Danger zone. Danger zone.
I'm going to fucking ship this piece of shit.
You don't ship somebody with a battle axe.
Watch me.
It's all in how you do it, baby.
See, he knows.
It's all technique. It's all in the wrist.
He's learning well, baby.
Tonight. Oh, my God. All right, so that's pretty cool. So it's going to be a total of 22 points of damage.
Okay, describe how you kill him.
Okay, so the battle axe, I bring it up, and I slam it back down, and it cleaves into his skull, and it's just enough, but he's one of those superstitious-looking motherfuckers, so he's just going to be looking at me, like, wild as the axe is in his head, and he's still going to be trying to cackle and laugh at me, because they already fucking cackled and laughed at my fucking lightning blast earlier, and he thinks he's going to get to me, but you know what? He's right, and that's where he fucked up. So now, I take my longsword, and this is the part where I just shift this motherfucker. Just bang, 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 bang. And that is whenever he finally drops to his knees, and that's whenever I kick him off my battle axe. And I'm like, yeah, bro code.
Oh.
Damn.
Louis' body slumps down, falls over, but no blood comes out.
And it's a demon.
And instead, what you see the battle axe and the sword pop out, and you see all of those wounds slowly start to close up.
Uh-oh.
I think it's because he's got a contract, and we can't really hurt him or anything.
Does anybody have a 100 soul dagger?
Ooh. I do.
Oh, get him. Lance, get him. Lance, get him.
Lance is far away, whereas Doch is right next to Louis's body that's quickly regenerating. So let's do a, acrobatics from both of you?
There we go.
Okay.
What's my acrobatics bonus? It's a plus one. I got a 14.
All right. And
Doc's got a 10.
You got a 10? All right. The body starts to quickly heal up as Lance flicks the dagger towards Daksh. Daksh picks it right out of the air from the handle and then just cleaves Louis right in the jugular with it. And as soon as you do, Louis's like, bro, party foul! And he explodes. Bits and pieces of soul fly everywhere.
That's what I'm talking about, bro.
That's the party foul.
All of a sudden, you see like all these souls float in that space that you're in, that room. and they all quickly dissipate afterwards. You can tell that just based on your knowledge of everything that's going on, since all four of you paladins know that the souls are returning to their rightful owners, or they've been exercised, and those contracts are now null and void.
Beautiful, man.
Great job, bro.
What about our souls?
Yeah, we gotta take care of that.
Yeah, that's Matt Demon.
Oh, Matt!
I'll tell you what, I'm going to put this on the rails for a little bit. Okay, Soul Eater, same thing. Y'all know how to kill the Soul Eater. Charles, was it Charles? No, it was the priest that described to you how to destroy the Soul Eater. Looks like that's the case. No, I'm sorry. Chuck tells you, in order to kill a Soul Eater, you must cut off its tentacle with a 100 soul dagger dipped in devil blood. It will only stick out its tentacle to take a soul. So by killing Louie, you're able to kill the Soul Eater. And after that, looks like you find Matt Demon downstairs, just partying it up, hanging out with everybody, just chilling.
And gives your souls back.
He looks at the four of you covered in devil blood spitting ass all over you.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
It's a Louie goo.
And with that, he just opens his arms really wide.
Bros, thank you for helping me out.
Yeah, can we get our souls back now?
Bro.
We'll take that.
I really doubt who I am.
We'll take those contracts now, bro.
Bro.
Yeah, bro.
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 We're unleashing the full power of the prayer. Bro.
Don't make me bless you.
Bro. And he's
it's a southern thing. Do not make me bless you.
This can go one way or the bro way.
Bro.
Pick, bro.
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 Yeah. What's going on?
Bro.
Contracts, bro.
Bro.
Oh, right. Souls, yeah. Sure thing.
Bro.
And he opened...
Yes, yo, man. How can I help you?
Bro.
Let him talk, bro.
Bro.
So the four of you just, like, hoist him up, and he goes...
Oh.
And he opens up the lapel from his coat, pulls out four separate parchments.
You mean these four contracts?
And you see each of your names on there?
Bro.
That's right, bro.
Docs goes to grab them.
Before you grab them, they all disintegrate into ash.
Bro.
And the four of you feel something. Bro. Like this weight. God damn it.
Ooh, bro.
Like this weight from your shoulders has been lifted.
Bro.
That's better, bro.
Oh, yeah. Much better.
Bro.
And your souls have returned to you immediately.
Bro.
And
thanks, bro.
Yo, man, as your soul heads towards you, it does a Top Gun high five for you.
Bro.
And it enters you.
Up top and down low. That's how you high five a bro.
And D-Bro.
Yes.
It's standing in front of you, and it turns into this flame.
All right, now walk into it.
When you do, it immediately shoots up your nose.
Oh, yes.
And Docs.
Yeah.
Your soul comes up to you. And goes in for a bro hug.
Oh, yeah, I knew that was mine.
As soon as you get on in here. It goes right inside.
Yeah.
Lance, your soul comes up behind you, hugs you closely. This is the back of your ear.
That's right, bro.
And then gets back inside you.
That's better.
Matt turns to the four of you and says,
well, that's showbiz, baby.
And he goes,
I got one better for you. Tell you what, because y'all did me a huge favor, you really did, all of y'all can collect on summoning me as an option by writing my name in the dirt with a dagger dipped in blood.
Oh.
And with that, he just turns into a cloud of red smoke and disappears. Congratulations. You're back at the bar, getting wasted, watching the Battle of the Bards.
Yeah.
All right.
This was a good adventure.
I know that guy, Adiago. He's going to win.
Oh, God. I hate that guy.
You may hate him, but he's the greatest bard ever. He's going to win.
He's so rude.
Rude, but he's a great bard. He's going to win. Bro.
This is true.
Woo-hoo, we made it.
Made it. You got your souls back.
I think I am going to go to bed now.
Okay.
Alrighty. Good night, y'all.
All right, man. You guys have a good night.
Yep. Have a good night.
Good night. Night.
Bye.
All right. Until next time.
She's never seen me in karaoke.
No, we need to do this sometime.
Yes. Oh. Yes, we do.
Yeah, leave me out of it, man.
What?
Negative, Ghost Rider. You have to be there. You're a wingman. You have to be there for the witness.
Hold on.
Let's be clear.
That was perfect. That was perfect.
We didn't say you had to sing. We just said you had to be there.
No, he has to sing.
Yeah,
Tequila by the Champs is your song.
No, leave me out of it.
No, it's Raining Men is your song.
Oh, that takes finesse. Only you can pull off.
Now I'm getting all hot and bothered.
I do declare. I've got the vapors.
Yeah, no. I can't do karaoke.
No, you can. You just won't.
You understand karaoke is Japanese for tone deaf, right?
No.
We'll help you. We'll be your backup singers.
Yes, we will.
No. Here's the thing. We do drunk rock band. That's what we do.
Oh, you guys don't want none of this in rock band.
Bro. Come on now, bro.
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 Are you guys ready for Top Gun 2?
I am.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a little disappointed you had to even ask that question.
No, is it an IMAX? Please tell me it's an IMAX.
I'm going to see it in IMAX 3D wearing my Tom Cruise beach volleyball outfit. Yes, it's just jeans.
That's better rock.
Soundtrack better rock. Otherwise, I am going to throw a cup at the screen.
Kenny Loggins better sing another
Kenny
song.
Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins.
Lana. Alive, right?
Lana. Lana. What? Each his own.
As long as I don't hear that Berlin song, I'm good.
They're just going to replay the same soundtrack.
I'm okay with that. It was a good soundtrack.
It was a great soundtrack.
Except that Berlin song. I don't like that Berlin song.
Oh, it takes my breath away.
Nope.